What happens when God says no? Will you yet trust Him if He says wait? Is He the first one you call upon when you're in trouble? Or is He just a backup option? How much of your time does God get? Or does He get any of your time at all? Join Pastor McKnight on Thursday nights from 8 to 8:30 p.m. as we learn to position ourselves for purpose and victory. Thursday, we'll discuss strategies for growing in your faith, keys to understanding your destiny, how to flow in God's favor, and so much more. Pastor McKnight would be delighted to touch and agree with you as you discover God's plan for your life. You're invited to connect with us as we grow from this place by dialing 712-775-8968 and access code 450-281. 2 Peter encourages us to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. So what are you waiting for? Ready, set, grow.
Well, good evening. This is Pastor Jonathan McKnight. This is the day and the evening that the Lord has made. We rejoice and we're glad in it. We hope that you are blessed and highly favored and covered by God's word, God's protection for you and your family. I want to say thank you for tuning in tonight on Growing From This Place. It's absolutely a blessing to be able to be tuned in on this call on this evening, fully understanding that this world and this system and these days are the days by which we need God's protection. We need God's guidance. We need God's peace. And I just want to be able to say tonight, thank you for calling wherever you're calling from, in the country, out of the country. Thank you so much. And I just want to start out by saying, been getting information about many other people have been finding the ability to be able to tap in from other countries. Found out today through some information we were able to gather and however they're connecting through, we're just grateful unto God. So I'm going to do a couple of shout outs to a couple other places while I'm starting out. I want to say we've had people tune in to us from Trinidad. We have people tune in from us from the UK. Of course, you know, the U.S. Virgin Islands and the Bahamas. We're having people we got an email actually from even tuning in from Thailand and the Philippines. So we just want to say to wherever you're calling from, thank you from wherever you're calling from or tuning in from. God bless you. We're grateful unto God for His goodness and His mercy and His graciousness. And I just want to be able to say something tonight before I get into the lessons teaching. We're in a state of now to where you would have not have to be able to be involved in the travesty of what's going on in our nation, particularly into the state of Minnesota, and such an unrest. And I just want to pray for the protection of God's people. And with understanding, many people are distraught, many people are angry, many people are hurt. But also, we just want God to protect all and bring a resolve, bring justice, and that God will bring protection. And sometimes the temperature of one place can absolutely become the offset of another place. And I just want us to continue to pray for our youth and our children, because they really don't understand the mindset of this country and this nation when particular situations happen. So we definitely want to be able to add that to our peace prayer army. We want to definitely put that as top priority. And we want God to be able to do what needs to be done in and around our lives. I want to be able to read a passage of scripture to you tonight. And just want to be able to have your hearts to listen to me tonight. And Father, we ask you to bless this teaching tonight. Give us the peace and give us the instructions by which you have set. I decree in the name of Jesus that you're moving on our behalf, on our nation. And let this teaching be life-changing and give us what we need. And we thank you. And that is already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to be able to read a passage of scripture for you tonight. One verse tonight. I'm coming from one verse. It comes from the book of Job, the 10th chapter, and verse 12. Job 10 and 12. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation have preserved my spirit. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation have preserved my spirit. I want to be able to say with you tonight and teach with this mindset, the temperature of favor. The temperature of favor. When I think about the cliches of life, when I think about people, so many people, especially in the Christian world, we leave in the body of Christ, we leave in the kingdom of God, we use and we reference this word so freely, and we reference the thought of it so casually in many cases, and sometimes it seems to be the desire of so many. But I wonder, do we really understand some of the principles of favor? Everybody says, I speak favor, I decrease favor, I want favor. And there's nothing wrong with wanting favor, because what favor simply means, friendly regard, is attractiveness, is when you actually get preferential treatment. You actually get approval of certain things, approbation. It's an act of approving formal, officially. It's when you actually get recognized. It appears to be partiality, and you get permission graciously with kindness. Favor is when you get help and assistance. Favor is when special privileges or rights are granted as an advantage for success. So we can understand why everybody would want favor. And there are several people in the Bible that God favored, in several situations that God favored. So it brings me really to, you know, it's just like with Mary. I'll use Mary as an example. When the angel came to greet Mary with the salutation and give her the information that she was going to birth our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Bible says, for you are blessed and highly favored among women. The scripture also makes it plain and clear that Mary was a virgin. So it was not as if though Mary were the only virgin, because if you read in the parables of Jesus, the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. So at least 5 of the virgins in that particular parable looked like they could perhaps have qualified for being able to do what needed to be done and what God had ordered. There were certain people throughout the Bible that God would favor. It seemed like God will give preferential treatment. Abraham was favored. Joseph was favored. Esther was favored. There's so many different people throughout. And even with all of his story, at the end, it appears as if Job was favored. Actually, he was picked to have a testimony that if you stay with God no matter what and go through the test, that the Bible says in the book of Job 42, that I think verse 10, that and the Lord blessed Job twice as much when he prayed for his friends. And there was different things that favor would do to be released. And there's sometimes we have to understand that with favor, there's a purpose in favor. There is a desire, and I believe it's tied to Jeremiah 29:11. That he says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, and not the expected end. I know what I'm thinking about you. I've already vetted you in the spirit. I've already ran your DNA to see if I can favor you. It's something interesting that it was a cliche. It was a statement. There are songs about it. And maybe there might be some that will be afraid to even address it because we've said it so long. There was something that was said in the kingdom of God, and and many, many leaders, and I understand the concept, and I want you to hear what I'm saying. Don't shut it off. Just hear what the Lord is saying. I think we have to be careful how we reference favor. I was listening to a song the other day, and it says, favor ain't foul. Well, I have to, with the understanding that I have in the belief system of what favor really is it's really a divine grace that actually comes from God, is the miraculous, sometimes resources or divine assistance from God. It's when God literally picks you out to bring him glory or your situation glory. And many times people don't understand that when you need favor, there must be a deficit of something. Favor is not always easy. A lot of people look at favor as the ability for me not to have to do anything, or the ability for me not to have to go through anything, or I can just sit back and wait on favor. I can just pray and then favor gonna come, and I have no obligation in favor. There is obligation in favor. The first thing I want to tell you is there is obligation in favor. Favor does not make you exempt from every test. When we say Mary, let's deal with Mary first and foremost. When we say Mary, you are blessed and highly favored of God. Well, Mary, when she was at the time of that message, she was engaged to Joseph. She was getting ready to get married, and God had to interrupt her plans for his purpose and glory to come forth. Not only did God have to favor Mary, he also had to deal with the heart of Joseph. And see, favor, being that favor has to have what I call a temperature. And I'm going to go back. I haven't forgot about saying what I said about the song and even the messages I've heard. And many times we pick it up, and really what we say many times with favor is we say favor is basically me not having responsibility. God just decided to do something for me because he favored me. And I understand that, but I want you to understand that every situation of favor in the Bible, you cannot, if you theologically study the text correctly and study it in truth, many people who've been picked to do things for God that God favored in the end, there was a test in between. And they had to understand that God had to look in the DNA of that person to see if they can keep the temperature of favor to where they don't forfeit favor because of their behavior, lack of character, or attributes that might devastate the momentum of favor in their lives. So I go back to the song that I hear, and I go back to some preaching and teaching that I hear, and I know what they're trying to say. Favor is not fair. Well, favor that comes from God, anything that comes from God, has been divinely sought out with sovereign permission from heaven that requires no meeting, no board meeting, that requires no counsel with anyone else. The reason why favor is the way it is favor does not have to get a consultation from anything other than the sovereign will of God. That's why Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil. And the Lord convicted me about saying favor is not fair. If it comes from God, it has to be fair because God is fair. God picks who he wants to. He maintains that sovereign right. Now, what makes favor not fair to man is when men think that they deserve favor and God picks someone else. When God literally says, you got to have some responsibility and understand the principle of favor. It's no different than the man who was by the pool of Bethesda. And when Jesus came along, he began to say, when the water was troubled, every time I get ready to get in the water, then somebody will step in before me. Yeah, they would just jump in before me. And he was wanting favor because he felt as if though he were a victim. Favor is not driven because you feel as a victim of self-pity. And I begin to deal with this subject, and I'm like, God, you know, we have to be so careful how we just say things. It matters not who it is. We can't just say things that are not true from a biblical perspective. And we have to understand this, that anything that God does and anybody that God favors is the choice of God. And we can't speak out on who or against who God chooses. I understand that favor is not fair in the mind of men. But I understand that if it comes from God, it has to be fair. So God began to deal with me even to this evening. He said, I want you to teach tonight the temperature of favor. And I was like, the temperature of favor, that seems like it's a very interesting subject matter for you to want me to teach the temperature of favor. And the temperature of favor means, first of all, I told you what the definition of favor was. Let me deal with the word temperature. Temperature is a degree of hotness or coldness measured on a definite scale. Temperature also means a degree of heat that is natural to the body of a living being. Temperature can be defined, if it's running a temperature, abnormal high body heat. Temperature also means this, the relative state of emotional warmth. And then temperature also means mood. My God. And as I begin to look at this, I said, my goodness, this is quite interesting. Because in order for your body to flow and your blood to move the way it's supposed to move, it has to be at a certain temperature. It cannot be too high or it will cause a fever. It cannot be too low or it will stop flowing. So what I'm trying to see that God is saying to us tonight, that favor has to have a balance for purpose. Favor is actually, when I think of purpose is something that is set up as an object to obtain. Sometimes you got to have the right temperature. You can't be in the ups and downs of life. Right now, with the way the world is, you got to be able, if God's going to favor you, you got to have the right temperature, which means you got to have the right balance. You got to be in the right mood. You got to have the right attributes of God. You got to have the right mood of faith. You got to have the right mood of positivity. You got to have the right temperature of balance in your life. You got to make sure that there's nothing abnormal about the way you think in such a way until it causes there to be some type of breakdown that causes a side effect that causes distraction in your life. Every one of us on the phone, God has granted us life. But the question now becomes, am I balanced enough that God can release favor over my life? Will I embarrass God once I got favor? Will I still keep the temperature of humility? Can God trust me to bless me? Will I change if I got a new car or a brand new house or a job paying five times more than what I'm making? What temperature will that set me in? Because the truth of the matter is, one of the greatest temperatures to release favor is the temperature of your heart. See, when your heart is at the right temperature of favor, first of all, you're not in competition with anyone because you know the one who is going to make the decision already knows about us. The greatest thing that we can do to keep the temperature of favor is first deal with the center where every issue of life comes from, which is your heart. It's hard to compete against a pure heart. Some people will try to act like they have favor. They'll try to sell the scheme as if though they have favor. They'll do projections as if though they are having favor. Yeah, all type of infomercial that comes on television all the time, and the guys they and sometimes the ladies they'll rent a mansion, and they'll rent Bentley cars, and they'll rent Porsches, and they'll rent cars and put them in front of the house and this big mansion with the behind the gate to project the image of favor. See, favor does not require there to be a deceitful attraction. Favor, when it comes from God, wants to keep the integrity of your heart pure before God. Favor has to have the character of God that says this: God, I trust you, and I trust you for real. God, if someone else get blessed in front of me, I'm not silently hating and then turning around, you know, smiling in their face. God, if my plans need to be changed, I'm back to Mary, then I'm flexible enough with you to where I'm not going to get upset with you, because I know you know what is best for me. The temperature of favor. The temperature of favor to where there's balance in your life. The temperature of favor to where you are consistent. Consistent of whatever you believe. That you overcome even your own emotions or your own brokenness. The temperature of favor. I want to give you something else. Proverbs 11:27 says, "He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him." See, when you have made up in your mind, you're not trying to get over on anyone. You don't have to hurt someone to become successful. You don't have to pull someone down to move up or speak against someone else to bring attention to yourself. See, you understand that he that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. You can activate favor towards your life. He that seeketh mischief, it shall come with him. It'll come right back to you. So I don't have to paint a bad picture of someone that I might be in silent competition with. I don't have to get depressed when somebody get blessed ahead of me, because I know the blesser chooses when, where, how, and what he wants to do. And then sometimes people get upset and they get angry. And actually, do you not know that there are people actually will have the nerve, the gall, the audacity to be able to get upset with God, really be upset with God? And they're in depression not because someone got favor. They're in depression for what God chose to do. Now you're really heading south, boys. Some dangerous, you're treading upon different turfs. Were you depressed because what God decided to do? And sometimes God will do something around you, in front of you, or maybe make you wait a little bit longer just to see what your temperature will do, just to see what your mood will do, just to see how you're going to turn. The temperature of favor is very unique. I gave you Proverbs 11:27. Let me give you Proverbs 12:2. You know, we've been reading the book of Proverbs. It's been the book by which we're reading for the month of May. We read Proverbs in the month of May. And if you go to our website, Prayers of Must, and also our Sanctuary Praise Ministry, you'll see we're getting ready to embark starting Monday some new books as well. You got to understand that favor, the Bible says, a good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. Some people bring favor to themselves by their temperature, and some people bring judgment to where favor cannot come because they decided to try to get it by the wrong means of maybe destroying someone else. Let me tell you something else about favor. Favor sometimes is hidden in problems. to check the temperature of your faith. Sometimes God will let something not go the way you want it to go just to see if you're going to just turn back to your old ways or whether or not you're going to trust him all the way through it. My focal point has been Mary tonight. Mary, you're blessed and highly favored among women. But Mary, I got to mess up your plans. Mary, I got to bring some shade over your dream board. Mary, I know you live morally right. But I'm going to bring a little scandal around your name. Mary, I'm going to have an assassin. I'm going to have a king of a country trying to kill your baby. Mary, you're going to have to go from pillar to post. Mary, you're going to have your baby in a manger. And then you're going to have to be on the run from pillar to post for 2 years. You're going to have to be in hiding. You're going to have to protect your baby. You're going to have to hide you, your child. You got to be on the run. You got to be transition. Mary, you highly favored, but you're going to be in transition. You're going to be rejected. But see, you know what, Mary? I also favored your cousin Elizabeth. See, we're in a situation now to where we got favor snatchers. We got people wanting to get favor by attachment, thinking that favor will come just because of attachment. I do believe blessings can be spoken. I do believe men and women of God can release God. But God also knows your heart as to why you are attached. You can't be a favor snatcher if you don't even like who you're trying to get favor from. Lord, I just said something there. You got to have the right temperature of favor. You got to make sure there's no motive in your heart. The temperature of favor. I get to the scripture and I close. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. We're in a season now where you cannot be pulled and engage in the wrong temperature. You can't be cold to where favor can't flow through you, and you can't be so over the top to if you get blessed, you turn into someone else that causes a fever. Literally, you lose your balance, and you cannot Psalm 30:5 is very interesting. Because we love to preach it, we love to say it. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, you know how we do it, joy. Yes, sir. But let me read the scripture to you. For his anger. See, we just went to the end of the text. We went to the end of the scripture. It says, for his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. For his process of trouble, there will be moments. But in his favor, in the midst of you going through what you've been through, there's still life. And yes, you might have to weep for a night. But favor will bring a new day. I urge you, in one of the most trying seasons this world has ever seen, particularly the United States of America, I urge you to keep unforgiveness out your system, jealousy out your system, resentment out of your system. And don't let people be able to just change your spirit to where it messes up the temperature of favor in your life. Father, we thank you tonight for your goodness, for your mercy, and for your kindness. You are God, and you're worthy to be praised, and there is nobody like you. First of all, we thank you that we fully understand that anything that you do is fair. We accept the fact that you can make whatever choice you want to make, because man will never have the authority to determine the favor of God. It's your sovereign right. It's your sovereign choice. You said, and I believe this, that you know the thoughts that you think towards us, thoughts of peace and not of evil. You know, God, that at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you are still in control. Some of us been wondering why certain things have not happened yet, and it's happening for others. I pray, God, that you give us the power to check our hearts, to make sure that our hearts are at the right temperature. We decree and we declare that right now we celebrate others who might have gone ahead of us, who might have gotten blessed yesterday, but yet it doesn't forfeit us. Can't nobody stop our miracle. Can't nobody stop your favor. God, just give us the maturity to stay at the right temperature. And God, those people who are engaging to try to get us to mess up the mood of favor, we stay connected to favor. We decree and we declare that we thank you in advance, and we complain, oh God, we completely say that it's already done. We speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for peace to our nation, for peace to our country, for peace to our world. We need leadership. We need justice. We need peace. We need protection. And God, we are asking you for favor. And we thank you, God, that it's already done. And we thank you, God, that it's already fixed. And we thank you, God, that it's already open. And we bless your holy name. And we decree and we declare that it is already done. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. I want to do some shout-outs tonight. Of course, we did some international shout-outs earlier. The UK, U.S. Virgin Islands. I know I've preached all in Trinidad before. Thank the people from Trinidad for tuning in. Also Singapore, Thailand, wherever you're calling from. Those of you that are on Facebook, thank you so much. And got Mobile, Alabama, Los Angeles, California, Troy, Michigan, Gainesville, Florida, Greensboro, North Carolina, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Montgomery, Alabama, Palm Coast, Florida, Germantown, Maryland, Macon, Georgia, Brentwood, New York. We got people from Jackson, Mississippi, Charlotte, North Carolina, Buffalo, New York, Rochester, New York, Tampa, Fort Worth, Texas, got Lakeland, Newark, New Jersey, Raleigh, North Carolina, Jacksonville, Florida, Savannah, Georgia. We got people calling from Baltimore, Maryland, Tallahassee, Miami, Houston, Virginia Beach, Virginia, the Big D, Dallas, Texas, Columbus, Ohio, Atlanta, Georgia, Cape Coral, Florida, Huntsville, Alabama, New York, that big city. We got people calling all over Central Florida, Orange, Osceola, Seminole, Lake, Brevard, Volusia counties. In this area, we got Nassau, Bahamas is on this call. Freeport, Bahamas is on this call. U.S. Virgin Islands is on this call. We thank you. Those we're doing shout out, if we miss you, please know it's not because we are overlooking. We might have just not gotten the information correctly. Be safe. Keep the right temperature of favor and make sure that you yourself are at the right temperature so God can release his favor over your life. God bless you. God bless your family. Use wisdom. And we speak that it's done in Jesus' name. It's Pastor McKnight. Thank you for tuning in to Growing From This Place. God bless you and have an amazing week. God bless.
Thank you for calling into Growing From This Place with Jonathan L. McKnight. For special prayer requests, email us at growingfromhere@gmail.com. We look forward to you joining us every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Remember, you win. Thank you for calling into Growing From This Place with Jonathan L. McKnight.